Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a bag of plans. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 16th. Wednesday, March the 16th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul schedule for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with part two of our groundbreaking series, where we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of the Living God that is not written with ink, but it is written with the very essence of the vibration of the God of Gods on the hearts and the minds of His people. This message is so profound, because this separates the wheat from the tares. This separates the men from the boys. You see, brothers and sisters, anybody can write W-R-T-E. Anybody can do that. And that write, whatever you write, makes you right, R-I-G-H-T. And since you believe you are right, it gives you the authority or the authorization or the belief system to perform a right, R-I-T-E. And the most important thing, my brothers and sisters, is for you to understand that every time you read something that is written, they are performing a ritual. A written document is a ritual document. Let me say that again. A written document is a ritual document, a ritualistic document. Let me say that again. A written is a writ. It's a right. It's a R-I-T-E. And so the Helios Biblios, what you are reading is not a prophetic book. You're reading a program, a rite, or a ritual book. Is there something wrong with that? Absolutely not, as long as you understand it. And you, my brothers and sisters, according to the definition of the terms, your neocortex, the one covenant, you need to be at one with. The object of the game is atonement. It is a vibrational war that is going on that you are engaged in right now, and you're using the wrong program. You need the invisible program that's not written with ink, but is written by the very frequency and the very mind. And so we got to get into a mental telepathy relationship with the G of G, with the God of Gods. And so there's all of these frequencies. You ever go and you ever turn on a radio station and you go to the radio station and you got all of these options. You can listen to country. You can listen to smooth jazz. You can listen to hip-hop. You can listen to R&B. You can listen to heavy metal. You can listen to rock and roll. You got all of these different frequencies that are flying off at the same time. But the frequency that you, notice who selects the station. Can I choose what radio station you listen to? Only if you let me. Only if you let me. Only if you give me the control to the radio station. So who has control over the radio station that you're tuned into, brother? Who has control over the radio station that you tuned into, sister? You do. You need to take back the control of the system, institutions. Now, the next series that we're going to be doing, we're going to go through some institutions. First, we look at the institution of religion, and we're going to talk about the forbidden religion. We're going to look at the institution of economics, and we're going to talk about cleronomics. We're going to look at the institution of relationships, and we're going to tear down. Well, let me rephrase. Not tear down, but we're going to look at that institution of what we call marriage. We're going to go through in these next series in 2016, God willing, and we're going to look at all of your sacred cows, and we're going to give you the truth, not versions of it. And this requires you to have the metaphysics of God in your mind and heart. Now, I always talk about option C so that way you are clear, crystal clear. There is the option of good and evil. Never choose the option of good and evil. Never choose between electricity and magnetism. Never. If you do, you're in trouble. Never choose between morality and causality. If you do, you're in trouble. Always choose. Remember, morality, causality, reality. Always choose reality. What is that? Life. You can choose right now, good and evil. That's option A, good. Option B, evil. Which one are you? You going to go out and do something good today and help somebody? That's good. Are you going to go out and steal something? You going to beat up some people? You going to do something bad? Okay, that's bad. How about you go and you impart life into somebody today? Yeah. How about we do that, brother? How about we do that, sister? How about you do something, whether it's good or bad? Do you know the best things that ever happened to me was bad? You know the best prayer was an unanswered prayer? All of the best prayers I ever got was unanswered prayers. Do you think God is concerned with good and evil? God is a God, the big G, the real God, is a God of life. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. You are the book. You don't need to go read one. If you want to read the Bible, go look in the mirror and read yourself. You are the letter, brothers and sisters. God wrote his laws on the hearts and minds of his people. We left off yesterday talking about 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. Let us continue. And the most important thing, brothers and sisters, as I've said in the beginning of this series, going forward, no more playing church. No more using kid gloves. No more hiding behind institutions. So I'm going to tell you guys, but it requires that I prepare the soil. Because what I'm going to share with you going forward is going to blow your cookies. It's going to knock your socks off. It's going to change your worldview. And you are not going to like me. But thankfully, this is not a popularity contest. I'm not running for president. I don't need your votes. I love you. I don't have to be in your face. I don't have to return every phone call. I don't have to return every text. Doesn't mean I still love you because I still pray for you, and my intentions for you are still good. My intent is still good. So as a minister of the new covenant, you one too, by the way, as an ambassador of Christ, you're one too, by the way, as a royal priest, you're one too, by the way, as a son of God, you're one too, by the way. As a holy nation, you're one too, by the way. As the offspring of the big G, you're one too, by the way. You have a calling, brother. You have a calling. Verse 2 says, you are the letter. Don't go get a letter. Stop looking for the letters. Stop going and reading letters. You are the letter. You are a walking, talking letter. You are the letter. It is inscribed on your heart. It is known and read by everybody. Whoa, time out. So I meet you, I can read the word of God in you, unless your flesh is projecting or hiding it. My entire book about I Am Too Human talks about how your flesh hides your spirit. The flesh hides the spirit. Letters hide the spirit. The letters kill, but the spirit gives life. It's so important that you understand, brothers and sisters, you are the letter of God. Inscribed on your heart is the word of God. So if I want to know God, I just got to get to know you. Verse 3, brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 33. Very, 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 very important. Because remember, we said, are we going to commend ourselves, or do we need some people to send us their letters? The Bible is King James' letter of recommendation as to what you should and should not do. Are you going to take King James' recommendation? Or are you going to listen to your own? Are you going to take the Reverend Dr. Bishop's recommendation? Or are you going to listen to your own? Let me make sure you're crystal clear. We're looking at four major areas: wealth, health, religion, and relationships. Are you going to take the world's recommendation on wealth or your own? Are you going to take the world's recommendation on health or your own? Are you going to take the world's recommendation on religion or spirituality or your own? Are you going to take the world's recommendation on relationships or your own? We're going to tear down those four recommendations that's been given to you by the world, and we're going to do 2 Corinthians 3:3. This is a cookie blower. It's a problem, not for me, but for a lot of people. 2 Corinthians 3:3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink. You want to blow your cookies? The Greek word for ink. Oh, brothers and sisters, Father, touch the minds of your people. But with the Spirit, the Greek word for spirit, and the living, the Greek word for living, God, the Greek word for God, tablets, the Greek word for tablets, of stone, the Greek word for stone, but in fleshly, the Greek word for fleshly, tablets of the heart, the Greek word for heart. That's where we're going with the rest of this series. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, one of the most powerful, mind-blowing scriptures in the entire Helios Biblios. Let's go through and dissect 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. The New Living Translation says it this way. We just read it in the King James, and we're going to go through each one of these words didactically. Because this, you have to understand, before we can look at wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, the institutions of wealth, the institutions of health, the institution of religion, or spirituality, and the institution of marriage or relationships. How do you relate to me? There is an institution that says, this is what you should do. Really? Who gave you that? Who told you to do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, clearly are a letter from Christ showing the result, the results of our ministry among you. You are a walking, talking, breathing representative of Christ, not Jesus Christ. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. If I want to know anything about Christ, all I got to do is sit down and talk to you. Better yet, all I got to go in the mirror, look at myself in the mirror, and what do I see? The messianic office. That means diakonia. That means service or ministry. The messianic office. So I see the messianic office, brothers and sisters. Do you see that? What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you see the messianic office? Clearly, you are a letter from Christ showing the results of the ministry of Christ. This letter is written not with pen and ink. It's not with pixels. But it is written with the Spirit of the living God. See, you got dead books written by dead God that's promoted by dead prophets and preachers for dead people. Are you dead? Most of us are spiritually dead. That's why we relate to a dead book that has been promoted by dead Reverend Dr. Bishops, because you're spiritually dead. See, the God that I serve, the big G, he created what you and I worship. The Nephilim and the fallen angels that gave you what you have. Everything that you have, everything that you have, everything that you have was given to you according to the book of Enoch by the Nephilim. Everything. So we got to, again, take the tablets of stone, because we're not interested in tablets of stone any longer. See, this letter is written not with pen and ink. What I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, you won't find it in pen and ink. So how do I get this information? From the Spirit of God. How do I get it from the Spirit of God? I sit down, I turn off everything, I close up every book, and I sit in silence. Praying is you talking to God. Our Father which art in heaven. Whose Father? Our Father which art in heaven. You ever looked up the word Father and the word heaven? Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you. Our Father, Pater. Greek word Ptah, which art in heaven, Uranus, Uranus. Where's Anunnaki from? Did everybody tune into the last series that we just did? Where did Jesus say he was from? Jesus said, I am from above. You are from below. Did you tune in to the last series where I proved to you, if you don't believe it, look it up for yourself. Don't believe me. In fact, never believe me. Because I could be wrong too. But I triple dare you to look it up for yourself, and you will see the Greek word anō, which is anu, and the Greek word anti, which is antion, or anti, or A-N-T-I, or A-N-T-E, depending on how you want to pronounce it, how you want to spell it. Because the devil hides in letters. They are fetters. But who created the letters that are fetters that the devil hides in? Remember that word or the show that I did on euhemerisms? The show I just did? That is the story of the Phoenician gods that now they have become the biblical gods. Who's Ammon? Did you know who Ammon is? All of these entities from the Old Testament are pen and pixel. The Bible says you should have no graven image, pen and pixel. So everything that you got, everything that you know, when you went to elementary school, they taught you with pen and pixels. Is there anyone listening to the sound of my voice that did not go to a elementary school that had a pen, penis, and paper vagina? It's sex magic using the phallus symbol and the vesica Pisces that was taught to us by who? El Satone, the Canaanite Phoenician entity, deity. All of this, my brothers and sisters, is inside of the Helios Biblios that was given to us by the Nephilim, and we just lapping it up. But what does that mean? What does that mean? Going forward, as we will see, I am going to show you who Tatos is. Who is Tatos? Tatos as Biblios. T-A-A-T-U-S of Biblios. Well, we get the word Bible or by Baal. We know who Baal is, right? Canaanite deity. Because we know where Abraham is from, because you guys have been following along in the series. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice, you guys have been listening to my series, hopefully. The Bible says the letter is written not with pen and pixel or pen and ink, but with the spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone. So anything carved in stone. Cuneiform language. Zachariah Sitchin got everything that is taught to us from where? Where did he get it from? They found it in the Qumran caves. Where is the Dead Sea Scrolls? What is it on? Stone. Tablets. The Ten Commandments was given to us what? Tablets of stone. The living God don't write on tablets of stone. Dead gods do. Now, I'm not making this up, but brothers and sisters, you got to read it for yourself. Don't believe me. I could be wrong, too. And so, going forward, what we are looking at is only what the living God has to say. And it is only written on the hearts and minds of his people. And so, now we're going and we're getting into mental telepathy. Because how does God talk? Because he's spirit. He doesn't have a body or a voice box. So people tell me all the time, I heard the voice of God, and he spoke to me. Ooh, I get real nervous when people say that. I've been doing this for a long time. I've never heard the living God speak to me. I have an internal knowing. It's in my spirit. It's in my heart. There's a thought that resonates with me. And this thought that resonates with me, brothers and sisters, it blows my cookies. Because it doesn't come from man. It's not a man-made thought. It's not something that I can conjure up. Conjure. That's a word. It's not from the Phoenicians. It's not anything that is from Israel. It's not anything that's from El Satan or El Satan or Hell Satan. It has nothing to do with no definitions or deaf, D-E-A-F. Phoenicians, P-H-O-E-N-I-C-I-A-N, which going back to 1400 B.C., which is where Abraham from, which is the father of Islam and Christianity. This is the theology of the Phoenicians, and it is manifested through fables that were written down with pen and pixel. And according to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, where it says, you have inherited lies from your forefathers because they came from the Fertile Crescent, which is the coastal line, which is now known as Lebanon and Iran. This, brothers and sisters, is the Phoenician alphabet that became the Hebrew or the Hebrew alphabet. And then it became the American or the English alphabet. The alphabet is the problem because it is Sankun Yata, which is translated from the Phoenicians into the Greek, which means the god of S-A-K-K-U-N. Sakun, which is from Tatos. Please follow me. T-A-A-U-T-U-S. Tatos of Biblios, which is, again, a part of the understanding which the Egyptians called, Thoth, which the Romans called Mercury, which the Greek called Hermes Trigliceros. All of these three different names, three different cultures, same entity, same deity. What does that mean? Who is the founder? Who is the god of pen and pixel? Who do the scribes and Pharisees work for? Why do we have euhemerisms? Is the rationalizations, as I talked about on yesterday's show, or the day before yesterday, the rationalization of the method of interpretation. A rationalization of interpretation. A rational. Okay, if it's not rational, who rationalization? Whose? Why does the Bible say in Matthew 23, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, 8 times, Ammon, A-M-M-O-N, Ammon in Greek, refers to the Ammonites, which is the children of Ammon. The children of Ammon, again, were the descendants of the Nephilim, the descendants of the Nephilim. All of the Bible are the gods of Ammon. These are the founders of pen and pixel. Pen and pixel, brothers and sisters, pen and pixel. It is the ability of these entities to present themselves as gods, but they're not. They are the Phoenicians and the Egyptians and the Canaanites and the Amorites and all of the other ites that's in the Old Testament. It's important moving forward that you don't listen to pen and pixel, that you only listen to spirit. But the problem is there's a lot of different spirits because a spirit is a group of related thought. So whose spirit, vibration, or frequency of waves are you listening to? Are you listening to Elyon? Elyon is the Hebrew, but it's from where? It's from the Masoretic text. So the God of Israel in the Hebrew body is El Elyon, which means God, Most High. In the Septuagint, it means the Most High God. But Elyon is the same deity as El in the Baruch. And Elyon, again, is the Hebrew word Barit, B-A-R-I-T. He is the God of the covenant. He's from the city of Beirut, modern-day Beirut. That's what Genesis 14:18 is talked about when Melchizedek was sharing about the Uranus or the Oranus, which is where Jesus said he was from. The reason why I'm saying all of this stuff is for you to understand that everything that we was given to us came from a tablet of stone. 2 Corinthians 3 tells us to no longer subscribe to things on tablets of stone. Why? Because of the Ugaritic text. The Ugaritic text. You ever heard of the U-G-A-R-I-T-I-C? Ugaritic text? The supreme God of the Ugaritic text is Baal or El. But we don't understand it because we have the Septuagint. But the Septuagint came from the Ugaritic text, which came from the Sumerian text. Everything that we have according to our history came from a tablet of stone, from somewhere. So all of these tablets of stone are great. They got us to this point, but now it's time to listen to the Spirit of God. So brothers and sisters, tomorrow, again, we are going to break down 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. And we're going to go through those words didactically, so that way you can understand the importance of doing what the Bible says. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The word fulfill in the Greek means to bring to fruition. Everybody is going to trip you up because they're going to point out your obvious flaws. That is okay. Because as long as you are in a body, the body, according to the book of Romans, is going to war against the spirit, and the spirit is going to war against the body. The two are contrary to one another. You are not your body. You are in a body. Let me say that again. You are not this world. You are in this world. Jesus says, I am in this world. I'm not of this world. You are in this body. You're not of this body. You are in this body. You're not of this body. People are going to come and tell you that you are your flaws. You are not. The enemy wants you to take hold of and believe that you and your body are the same. The Bible says, with my body, I serve the law of sin. With my mind, I serve the law of God. It's so important, brothers, that you understand that major difference, because the devil has controlled a lot of us. He got us to believe that our body and who we are one and the same. Now, should your spirit have control of your body? Absolutely, but you're not there yet. That's where we're going. That's the goal. But the enemy wants you to sabotage yourself before the new covenant. Before the new, which means neo, which means one, N-E-O is O-N-E. There is one covenant, which means cortex. So there should be one brain. Whose brain? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the goal. Put on the mind of Christ. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we do that? Not with letters. How do you do that? With the Spirit. But what Spirit? The Spirit of the Most High God. But guess what? He doesn't exist on this planet. So you got to do exactly what quantum computers do. Quantum computing. How do quantum computers work? They go to parallel universes and they pull information from another dimension. You got to do the same thing. You got to go to another dimension, higher than these lower dimensions. We're going to break all of this down for you in this series and the next series and the next series and the next series, because all of the institutions of this world are controlled by little g's. So we got to go to the big G. This is going to be a remarkable series. Hopefully you can join me. My brothers and my sisters, tomorrow, same bat channel, same bat time. We'll kick it off with part three as we go through 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. We're going to break down each word didactically. The first word we're going to break down is this Greek word in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. I'm saying 1 Corinthians. It's actually 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. So please, again, be prepared tomorrow as we hit the ground running. The first thing that we're going to break down, it is Greek word phanero, which means to manifest. How do you manifest, brother? How do you manifest things in your life? to make something visible. How do you bring something that was hidden into visibility? How do you do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. How do you take something that is invisible and make it visible? For as much as ye manifestly declare. So we are declaring God's word through making things invisible visible. Are you doing that? Are you a co-creator with the creator? We're going to break it down. Whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. Join me tomorrow, brothers and sisters. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.